Lion's Square.
Makes you sense. What's around?
Hello, this is Alan Robbins, and I am doing a podcast to demonstrate the Blind Square GPS mobile app. What I'm going to be doing is taking a short walk to demonstrate some of the core features of this app. I'm not going to spend a lot of time going through the app, describing everything. There are other podcasts out there. I wanted this to be actually a demonstration of how the app works while walking. So hopefully the traffic noise won't be too bad, and weather conditions seem favorable. So I will add a few comments as we go along, but I'm basically going to let the app do what it does and demonstrate a few of the core features of it while walking. So let me quickly close down my garage door, grab my cane. And okay, we are set to launch the program here. I'm outside.
Reminder, notes. Double tap to page 204. Stocks. Double BS beta. College BS beta. Search button. Double tap to enter an address, a category or a place name. Just
about 51 feet, crossing of Clyde Street and South Kingsborough Avenue.
Okay, this
faces, home.
This is the
74 feet at 5 o'clock.
This is the basic message you get when you first launch the program, and so we will head out now and see what happens. Shortly, you'll begin to hear the app announcing some of the addresses I'm going by, which is actually a useful feature of the app.
Address is 11 Clyde Street, Gloversville, heading east.
So there you saw the first announcement as I'm passing on 11 Clyde. I find this a useful feature because it kind of lets you know about how far you are on a given street. Incidentally, this feature can be turned on or off.
Address is 19 Clyde Street, Gloversville, heading east.
Now, what you heard in that, it also occasionally will let you know the city and direction of movement.
63 feet, crossing of Clyde Street and Jewish Cemetery Road.
Okay, we're coming up to our first intersection here. I'll be remaining on Clyde Street.
Crossing of Woodward Avenue and Clyde Street. Address is 28 Woodward Avenue, Gloversville, heading north.
Okay, what it's doing right there, I'm still on Clyde Street, but right near the corner, so it's picking up the corner house address on Woodward.
Feet, crossing of Woodward Avenue and Almond Street. 62 feet, crossing of Woodward Avenue and Monroe Street.
Right now I have my phone unlocked, but this program also works well with your phone locked if you want to carry it in your front pocket and not have it activate a bunch of stuff.
Address is 39 Woodward Avenue, Gloversville, heading northeast. Feet, crossing of Woodward Avenue and Spruce Street.
As you can see, it's pretty consistent in letting you know about how far it is to the street you're going to.
Grocery store, Hannaford, 86 feet at 1 o'clock.
Now there's a demonstration of where it announces different points of interest on your walk, and you can enable or disable any of them you want. Again, for this demonstration, I kept them enabled.
Address is 50 Woodward Avenue, Gloversville, heading east. Feet, crossing of Woodward Avenue and Pearl Street. 0.30 miles in 7 minutes.
Okay, there's another feature that this app does very nicely, and that's a built-in pedometer. And basically it will give you an update about every third of a mile of how far you've walked and how long you've been walking.
Address is 48-68 Woodward Avenue, Gloversville, heading northeast. 61 feet, crossing of Woodward Avenue and Saratoga Boulevard.
And we're coming to another corner and we're going to turn. Now, while you're walking, if you ever want to know your location, you can just shake the device like this.
Your location. Address is 41 Saratoga Boulevard, Gloversville, heading south. You have walked 0.38 miles in 9 minutes.
And I have both of those features enabled in a shake function, location and pedometer reading. Again, they can be turned on or off to your liking. Now, up the street a bit here, I've recorded what's called a My Place. It's just a spot where...
It's 45 Saratoga Boulevard, Loversville, heading south.
It's a spot where, waiting for traffic to go by, it's a spot where the sidewalk actually ends on Saratoga Boulevard, and I typically turn around. But pay close attention, you'll hear it's kind of a neat feature, and I'll explain it a bit more after we use it.
Address is 53 Saratoga Boulevard, Gloversville, heading south. Places, sidewalk and Saratoga Boulevard. 100 feet at 11 o'clock. Sidewalk and Saratoga Boulevard. 72 feet at 12 o'clock. You have walked 0.45 miles in 11 minutes. You arrive at sidewalk and Saratoga Boulevard. About 5 feet. Address is 62 Saratoga Boulevard, Gloversville, heading south.
And there we are at the sidewalk end, so I'm turning around now. As with most GPS products, this is accurate to within about 16 feet.
Address is 54 Saratoga Boulevard, Gloversville, heading north.
And the reason back there you heard the extra pedometer reading is the app is set up that as you get near something you've recorded as one of my places, it gives you that information.
Saratoga Boulevard, Gloversville, heading north.
Yeah, we're making our way down to another intersection, not too far. I should mention this is version 1.43 of this app.
Address is 16 Saratoga Boulevard, Gloversville, heading north.
May get held up just a bit at this next intersection as it's a light, fairly busy one, so just depends on what's going on tonight.
Address is 256 East Felton Street, Gloversville, heading north. Crossing of East Felton Street, Saratoga Boulevard and East Boulevard.
And as you can see by that last address, it picked up the corner house here on Fulton. Okay, sounds like we got the light. We're in luck, didn't have to wait. Okay, you probably noticed with the intersection description back there, on the same street, except when I crossed, it changed names, and you'd probably notice the app picked that up, which is nice. The next corner we get at, I'm going to stop and pause. It's a quiet corner and show you kind of a neat feature of this app called Look Around. Hopefully the constant tapping
Address
of this cane
East Boulevard, Gloversville, heading north.
Isn't driving you nuts. Okay, we are getting pretty close to when you're going to hear the announcement for the intersection.
46 feet, crossing of East Boulevard and Oakland Avenue.
Okay, once I cross the street, I will demonstrate that look around. Okay, let me just set my cane aside here because I'm going to need my other hand. Right now the screen is unlocked, like I said, and
arts and entertainment. Switch arts, share my plate, my places, search, share my plate, my plate, mute speech, shared places, my plate, search, mute speech, button, filter and other, four square, but tools, search, button. Tools.
Okay, we're going to go to Tools.
Double tap to open the Tools menu. Arts and selected. Arts and Entertainment. Arts and Entertainment.
Well, one problem we're having here.
Search button.
Are my hands are very sweaty
to address, tools, button.
And sticking on the screen.
The select action.
Okay.
Look around button.
There we go.
Look around. Tools button.
Okay, we're
tap to open the Tools menu. Crossing of East Boulevard and Prospect Avenue, 410 feet. Crossing of East Boulevard and First Avenue, 810 feet.
This is the information you're picking up as I'm facing north with the phone. Okay, so I'm going to now turn 90 degrees and face east and see what we have coming up.
To the east. Crossing of East Boulevard and Oakland Avenue, 49 feet. Crossing of N. Hollywood Avenue and Oakland Avenue, 330 feet. Crossing of Oakland Avenue and Oakland Drive, 560 feet. Crossing of Oakland Avenue and Eastland Avenue, 820 feet.
Okay, so that's what's in that direction. We're going
to northeast.
Again, turn 90 degrees.
To the east. To the south. Crossing of East Boulevard and Oakland Avenue, 49 feet. Crossing of East Fulton Street, Saratoga Boulevard and East Boulevard, 690 feet. Crossing of Woodward Avenue and Saratoga Boulevard, 0.31 miles. Crossing of Woodward Avenue and to the southeast. Crossing of East Boulevard and Oakland Avenue,
one more 36 turn.
Feet. To the southwest.
To west.
To the west. Crossing of Oakland Avenue and Lark Street, 810 feet.
This will be the direction we're going. So let me turn this off now.
Four square, button, tools, button, alert, select action, stop looking around, button.
Okay. All right, we will continue down Oakland here. And we are heading towards Kingsborough Avenue, in which we will then head home, and I will demonstrate one other feature called tracking one of your places that you have named.
Address is 109 Oakland Avenue, Gloversville, heading north.
Again, the app is very customizable. You can have it give you as much or as little information as you want. And there are also other podcasts really going into detail on all the different features. But like I said, I just wanted to demonstrate how it works when you're actually walking with it.
62 feet, crossing of Judson Parkway and Oakland Avenue.
Okay, we have that crossing, Lark Street, and then we will be at Kingsborough Avenue.
Restaurant, Railyard, 158 feet at 11 o'clock.
If anyone's hungry, we could stop in for a snack.
Is 94 Oakland Avenue, Gloversville, heading west.
Normally, I keep that kind of information turned off unless I'm walking
1.05 miles in 28 minutes
in an area that I'm not familiar with.
61 feet, crossing of Oakland Avenue and Lark Street.
You know, the What's Around feature is nice too. If you're walking on a street and you don't know how far the next intersection is. Let's see here, what we got going, there we go.
Address is 76 Oakland Avenue, Gloversville, heading southwest.
Some friendly dogs down here waiting to greet us. I walk by those same dogs several times a week. I get the same reception each time. Okay, before I cross the street, what I want to do is show you how to track something stored in my places.
Foursquare.
Okay, there's my places.
Distance to home is 0.36 miles. Back button.
Okay, we've got to
my places. Add place button. Sorted by distance. Home 0.35 miles.
Okay, we got 0.35 miles to get home, and I'm going to double click on this and track it, and you'll see the difference on the way home. Okay, now it's tracking.
Double tap to enter an address, a category or a place name to search. Home is selected as a destination. 0.30 miles at 1 o'clock.
There we go.
Address is 16 Kingsborough Avenue, Gloversville, heading southeast.
Basically just provides much more of an update in terms of your progress at reaching the destination that you've chosen.
Destination home. 0.30 miles at 12 o'clock.
As you can probably tell, this is a bit busier of a road than we've been on. You'll also notice when it announces the next upcoming intersection how it handles the change in the street name when you go straight ahead. Pay close attention.
Destination home. 0.25 miles at 12 o'clock. 53 feet, crossing of East Felton Street, Kingsborough Avenue and South Kingsborough Avenue.
Lucking out tonight. We've caught two green lights. Maybe the secret here is doing podcasts.
You have walked 1.36 miles in 37 minutes.
Now, when you listen to this podcast and you just heard the time we've been walking, we have edited out a lot of the dead time when we're just walking.
Address is 5 South Kingsborough Avenue, Gloversville, heading south.
And nothing has been said just to make the podcast more interesting.
52 feet, crossing of South Kingsborough Avenue and Apple Street. Destination home. 940 feet at 11 o'clock.
So far, we've been in luck this evening.
Address is 21 South Kingsborough Avenue, Gloversville, heading south.
I haven't run into a lot of people I know and
64 feet, crossing of South Kingsborough Avenue and Orange Street.
A lot of chit-chat on the route, which people see me, they like to chat. Sounds like we're clear.
Destination home. 630 feet at 12 o'clock.
Now we're getting close. As we get closer, also pay particular attention to some of the sounds and announcements, because again, home is saved as one of my places, the same as where that sidewalk ended on Saratoga Boulevard. We have one more street to cross before we get back to my home.
Address is 31 South Kingsborough Avenue, Gloversville, South. Destination home. 450 feet at 1 o'clock. Feet, crossing of South Kingsborough Avenue and Woodward Avenue.
Well, sounds like we're going to have to wait just a second at this intersection.
300 feet at 2 o'clock.
Yep. We're good.
Feet at 1 o'clock.
Just about there.
You have walked 1.56 miles in 42 minutes. Destination home. 132 feet at 1 o'clock. Foursquare servers are experiencing problems. Please retry and check status.foursquare.com. Home. 82 feet at 1 o'clock. 45 feet across the Street and South Kingsborough Avenue. Address is 45 South Kingsborough Avenue, Gloversville, heading south. Destination home. 88 feet at 5 o'clock. Destination home. 78 feet at 9 o'clock.
Okay. And we are back. Sometimes I have to just walk just past the house because I live on a corner for this to say that I've reached the destination. And that can be that give or take 16 feet. Okay, I'm going to shut Lion Square off now.
110 feet at 6 o'clock.
We'll do one final tally here of where we are and how far we walked.
You arrived at home.
There we go.
Feet at 10 o'clock. Home is not tracked anymore. Your location. Address is 47 South Kingsborough Avenue, Gloversville, heading west. You have walked 1.60 miles in 44 minutes.
Okay, I hope that this was helpful in at least providing a demo of what Blind Square does when you're actually on a walk. If you would like more information, we do have a user group on Yahoo set up. Feel free to subscribe. The subscribe address is Blind Square GPS. That's BLINDSQUARE GPS-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. That's all one word. Send a blank email. It's a great group. Get your questions answered, receive support, and should be good. Okay, again, this is Alan Robbins. Thank you for spending a bit of time with me on this walk, and have a great day.
Makes you sense. What's around?